It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week they're thinking about a bit of a merger between the arts and sports.
We're using several verbs, and it's a weekend preview here. And the first one is bounce, and bounce is the University of Kentucky Opera Theater's new opera about basketball, which I guess if you're going to do it,
Lexington's going to be the place.
Like, it's going to be the place to do it, and probably very appropriate that it's the University of Kentucky. But this is a project that Everett McCorvey has been working on with Ardea Arts, which is a group out of New York that is trying to develop new and innovative opera programs. And the director of it, Greta Barrett-Holby, is directing this show. And one of the numerous interesting things about it is she is the mother of Ansel Elgort, who people know from Baby Driver and The Fault in Our Stars and the Divergent movies. But he is also a musician, and he has written some of the music for this, some of the incidental music that plays during the basketball games, because they wanted a very modern feel. He said, like, you know, if you were at a Knicks game or something like that. I guess the Knicks are his reference. We, of course, have other references here. But, you know, other interesting things about the show are, you know, they had to cast it with people who looked like basketball players. So height and ability to sing were important in this. But this is all going on at Calvary Baptist Church in their gym. Interesting setting for it. So a real, you know, I guess when we're talking about innovative, there you go. But that is happening this weekend. Also happening this weekend, you were writing about something where I guess glide would probably be the verb we're looking for.
That's perfect, because the Winter Ice Village, including an ice rink, opens at Triangle Park this weekend. And they're scheduled to open it on Saturday, and it usually goes through the first part of January. No set time to end there. But $12 gets you skate rental and gets you on the ice for 90 minutes. And also this weekend we have a parade going on, maybe March, is it? So the verb for that one, but that's on Saturday also. At 1 p.m., it's the Veterans Day Parade.
Right, Saturday's Veterans Day.
Yeah. Right, and over at UK, the R.C. May Photography Lecture Series is the artist Lori Nix and Kathleen Gerber, and that is on Friday at 4 o'clock, and that's free to come catch that at the Gatton College of Business and Economics. And but another choice verb in this week's Weekender is groove.
Groove is the word for Jocelyn in the Sweet Compression. Walter Tunitz has an article about them kind of previewing their show on Saturday at the Burl. But Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression have been really growing on the local music scene in the past year, and definitely groove. It's a very soulful, funky vibe that they bring to the Lexington music scene here, and just one of many things to do this busy weekend.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com.